welcome to this podcast brought to you by Medicom Medical Publishers. My name is Dr. Rachel Giles, and today I'll be talking about some of the exciting abstracts presented at the United European Gastroenterology Week, UEGW 2020, which is also called the Virtual Congress of Gastroenterology this year due to its virtual nature, and it was held from the 11th through the 13th of October. Enjoy listening. Professor Sands reported the Phase 2 Serenity trial, which looked at mirikizumab at week 52 in patients with moderate to severe Crohn's disease. So mirikizumab, it's a monoclonal antibody targeting the P19 subunit of IL-23, and it has demonstrated clinical efficacy in phase 2 trials in psoriasis and ulcerative colitis. And this phase 2 Serenity trial, it showed that mirikizumab was more effective than placebo for inducing clinical and endoscopic remission and response at 12 weeks in patients with moderate to severe Crohn's disease. At this UEGW week and in 2020, these results of the maintenance treatment at week 52 were presented. So patients who received mirikizumab and received at least 1 point improvement at week 12 in the simple endoscopic score for Crohn's disease, the SES-CD, were re-randomized into the double-blind maintenance phase of the trial to continue intravenous mirikizumab treatment every 4 weeks, and there were 41 patients in that arm, or to receive 300 milligrams of subcutaneous mirikizumab every 4 weeks. So the primary endpoint was endoscopic response at week 12 had been previously reported to be positive. Endoscopic response, so 50% reduction from the baseline in the SES-CD score, for IV versus subcutaneous was 56.1% for the IV arm and 52.2% in the subcutaneous arm at week 12. But at week 52, that had not changed that much. It was basically the same, 58.5% in the intravenous arm versus 58.7% in the subcutaneous arm. So endoscopic remission rates for the IV versus subcutaneous were 14.6% versus 30.4% in week 12 and 19.5% versus 32.6% at week 52. So there did seem to be some difference there. Among those with endoscopic response at week 12, about 70% in the IV group and 67% in the subcutaneous group also had endoscopic response at week 52. So among those with endoscopic remission at week 12, though, exactly half of the IV group and 64% in the subcutaneous group also had endoscopic remission at week 52. So similar frequencies of treatment-emergent adverse events and serious adverse events were reported in both groups, and one patient in each group discontinued due to an adverse event. So during the maintenance period of the SERENITY trial, the mirikizumab demonstrated sustained efficacy at week 52 with few discontinuations due to adverse events. The phase 2 data support the continued characterization of mirikizumab efficacy and safety in Crohn's disease in an ongoing phase 3 trial program, which is called the VIVID trial.